House Bill 1106 has had its second reading.
House Bill 1106, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Boomgarden.
Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker.
Good afternoon, sir.
I noticed with your mother sitting at your desk, it looks a lot more tidy there today.
Yes.
May I address the body?
That's true. Permission granted.
Thank you, sir. Members of the legislature, I bring to you House Bill 1106. The purpose of this bill is to help broaden who can perform insanity evaluations as well as guilty but mentally ill evaluations. Right now, our state statute only permits psychiatrists to perform these evaluations. And this has caused a certain amount of delays in some rural areas who have to wait a period of time for the psychiatrist to clear their work schedules as well as get off some of their board functions and things so that they can travel across the state. By adding psychologists who are licensed, who are professionals with PhDs to this list, it'll help increase the number of professionals that can conduct these evaluations. These psychologists are qualified individuals who do conduct these evaluations. They're primarily the ones with forensic mental health experience, which is obtained through coursework as well as residency programs. These evaluations involve assessing mental health diagnosis as well as mental status. And these are skills which both psychologists and psychiatrists are trained in. The U.S. or the standard across the United States, including all of our border states, is that psychiatrists and psychologists are authorized to conduct these evaluations, but not here in South Dakota. Even the federal criminal code stipulates that psychiatrists and psychologists may conduct these evaluations. A couple of examples of cases such as this is the Angelo Matrino Rendendez, who is the railroad transient who did the killings in Illinois, Texas, and Kentucky. Psychologists were the ones for the prosecution, as well as two of them for the defense, which conducted the insanity proceedings. Another one was the Lee Boyd Malvo, the Beltway sniper. He too was evaluated in his insanity plea by a psychologist. Another psychologist, who is Richard Rogers, developed the Rogers Criminal Responsibility Scale and is also the author of a book, Conducting Insanity Evaluations. Both of these are highly referenced books from both the psychiatry as well as the psychology professions. For these reasons, this is why I ask for your support on House Bill 1106 to include psychologists to be able to permit these evaluations. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks? Representative Torno.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. I rise today in opposition to House Bill 1106. And quite honestly, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's important to look at the history of this bill. It did come out of the Judiciary Committee on a 7-6 vote. And the issue for me as a former prosecutor is that while my good friend Representative Boomgarden talks about cases or instances in other jurisdictions where there may have been issues or the involvement of psychologists, there was nothing presented at committee that demonstrated a need in South Dakota for this expansion of those persons who are qualified to make these important determinations. You know, guilty but mentally ill is not something that is routinely pled out here in South Dakota. And when those matters come up, I've been involved. I've been involved in a case, a tragic case, down in the Yankton area when James Woolman actually escaped from the Human Services Center and committed some horrendous crimes. In that case, both on the civil side and the criminal side, it was critical that we had psychiatrists involved to determine if this individual was faking symptoms, if he was in actuality in a condition of being insane. And also, and here's the critical part as I look at this, that when you have people like a James Woolman committing crimes and then pleading guilty but mentally ill, those individuals are a lot of times on several different medications. And I think it's important that you have a psychiatrist who has the qualifications to make a determination about how those medications interplay with the individual psyche. You know, psychologists, while they perform a great service here in South Dakota, do not have the ability to prescribe medications or to make those type of determinations. And I just think it's important to keep that medical element involved when it comes down to making these determinations. And again, what we know here in South Dakota is that there are 71 psychiatrists who are currently available to make these types of determinations. And you know, to make a finding for a court to review if someone is truly guilty but mentally ill is not something that should be done on a fast track. It's not something that we need to have done in the next day or two. This is something that's going to take time within the court system, and I think it would be appropriate to leave the statute as it is and to leave psychiatrists as the ones with the medical training and background to make that determination. So I would urge you to vote no on House Bill 1106. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks on House Bill 1106? Representative Bennett, did you? I couldn't hear.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Yep.
I would agree with Representative Turnow, and I would call your attention to Statute 36-27A-12, which specifies the qualifications for license. It says, the Board of Examiners of Psychologists shall issue a license as a psychologist to an applicant who, number one, has a doctoral degree, number two, has passed an examination specified by the board for this purpose, and number three, has had a supervised psychological internship amounting to not less than 1,800 hours. We're not talking about apples and apples when we're talking about a licensed psychologist in South Dakota and a psychiatrist. A psychiatry residency is 4 years long, and if we figure as a minimum 40 hours a week times 50 weeks, that's 2,000 hours a year times 4 years is 8,000 hours. We're talking about a whole different ball game as far as the experience is concerned, 8,000 hours versus 1,800 hours. I would also ask you to think, if you were the person involved in this court situation, whether you were the attorney, depending on the ruling, whether you were the patient charged, not patient, I guess it would be person charged, or whether you were the family of the person charged, I guess I would think that it would be a significant difference in who's doing the evaluation, and I guess I would insist that it be a psychiatrist. Thank you.
Further remarks? Does anybody wish to speak before Representative Boomgarten speaks a second time? Hearing none, Representative Boomgarten.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yes, the psychiatrist program is a four-year program. It does have the four-year residency. The psychologists, in turn, they also have to have 2,000 hours of internship prior to receiving their PhD. Therefore, after that, they're not done yet. They also have to go to 1 to 2 years, depending on their state, of practicing in the clinic under the supervision of a psychologist. The problem that I was made aware of, I don't think it was made in committee, was that the 70 psychiatrists across the United States, right now only a handful of them have the desire or the, you could even say, expertise or the comfortable feeling of performing these evaluations. So there is a shortage on that side. When it comes to the psychologists, again, we're looking at evaluations. That's what they're assessing. They're assessing that person's state of mind at that time. And when a defense attorney or a prosecution attorney is going to determine whether that psychologist or psychiatrist is going to be used, they're going to, you know, ask them questions. They're not just going to pull some psychologist off the street, put them on the stand as their expert witness. They're going to ask questions and make sure that person did have some background, did do some coursework, and, you know, fits the gamut, because they know they're going to be attacked by another side if they have a psychiatrist. So they're going to have to pass the test. Psychiatrists have their benefit. They can assess medicines. They can prescribe medicines in the dosages. Psychologists can assess those effects on a person in regards to their state of mind. One of the flip sides, the other side of the coin, is psychiatrists are not capable or not permitted to conduct an IQ test, intelligence test. And at the State and Human Service Center down in Yankton, I was made aware that there was approximately 70 cases of mentally ill that come forward, and all of those require IQ tests, or I shouldn't say all of them, but the majority of them require IQ tests to determine if that person has some sort of psychotic episode or if it's due to mental retardation. So in those cases, the psychiatrist then has to refer back to the psychologist anyway. That's why I asked for your approval on this bill.
Thank you. Any further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1106. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will please proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1106.
Ray votes nay. All members present have voted.
Thank you. Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 42, nays 28.
House Bill 1106, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.